Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Been with this travel, this team. I don't remember a lot like that. And I was talking with Falcons head equipment guy, Joey. And Joey, you know, he's been with the team for a while. And he was like, hey, you going in tomorrow? And I said, hell yeah. And he said, don't let them forget how many times we've lost in this stadium at that opportunity in that exact end zone. And he's right, because he is right.
I was there for both.
You were there for one. 2017, the playoff game, yep. Tiff, which was probably the one that you're talking about. We lose in an end zone when they tackle Julio and we don't get the call. And I didn't like the play call either. And then 2018, we open the season in the same end zone, not getting it done, but we got it done this time. Unbelievable. I mean, I don't know. I got so much to say. 3 hours ain't gonna be enough. Let's cut into Dukes and Bell's time. We can take some of Mike Bell's time away. He don't need to talk for 5 hours.
What's funny is to Tiff's point, I feel like I barely just walked out of this room just a minute ago doing post game, which is awesome, man. Because you know, when you talk about this game yesterday, I think everybody that was watching, Falcons fans included, kind of in their feels about the way the game is going in the fourth quarter. And then you pull it out, and everything you had or were thinking about throughout the game and really throughout the season so far kind of gets flipped on its head right there in the last minute. But nonetheless, the air mattress was good to me last night, and I'm feeling rejuvenated as well.
I feel like a lot of people probably are, given the fact that the way things started, and I mean from in the booth with Troy Aikman and Joe Buck and talking about their production meeting with Kirk Cousins, and some alarm bells were ringing before the game had even started, because all he's had to deal with is questions about his health. And I believe, what was it? I feel 100%.
Yeah, he said, I'm not 100%, but I feel that way in the pocket. And, you know, I can't believe, I want to apologize. I want to apologize real quick. And this might make y'all a little uncomfortable, okay, but I blew it last night. I had a chance to ask Troy personally about those comments at halftime. We're standing at the urinal together, and I didn't even think about looking over saying, so what the hell did Kirk say to you about his health? And I blew it. I blew it because I was more worried did Troy Aikman wash his hands or not,
I mean, listen, wars have ended over standing next to somebody at a urinal, and you could have been the one to really kind of figure that out for us.
I know.
You didn't take that opportunity.
But I can tell you that he did wash his hands afterwards, because we did that together too.
Yeah, I mean, man, I love it. I've actually had a chance to be around Troy as well, man. Good dude. But that's good to know, man, for sure.
Tiffany mentioned it. You mentioned the health, right? You mentioned the comments.
Yeah.
I have no scientific proof of what I'm about to tell you, but I'm going to tell you.
It's like a water cleanse?
Yeah. There was a play with 3:15, the 3:15 mark on the clock in the third quarter. It's a 1st and 10 for the Falcons. Jalen Carter ragdolls Chris Lindstrom a little bit. Sorry, Mike. And gets by.
I don't get mad at you for telling the truth.
Flushes Kirk Cousins to Cousins' right. And Cousins throws a ball down the right sideline short to Ray-Ray McCloud. I don't know what happened on that play, but I felt personally like from that play forward, whatever physical rust in the pocket or mental rust Kirk Cousins had, I felt like it got shook off there. Because after that, Tiff, that's when
we can't with you this morning.
We get 3rd and long, right? They hit Pitts, and it's 4th and 4. He stands, had great time in the pocket on 4th and 4, and then I think he hit, was it Ray-Ray across the, and looked like a little crossing route for the first down. And then the very next play is the off-the-back foot dime he threw, rope, whatever you want to call it, to Darnell Mooney for that first touchdown of the game.
Yeah, I know exactly what play you're talking about. I don't know that I can quite go there in terms of saying that, you know, whatever Russ was on there got knocked off. But I do think that that entire series and that sequence right there that you're talking about did carry a lot of weight offensively, man. There was a lot of moments last night, not just one. There was a lot of moments, play after play, snap after snap, where I felt like with each one he got more comfortable. So there's probably something to that. I also, we can't get too far in the show without laughing at the fact that he comes out and goes under center the first three plays, runs a play action on the third play. I mean, absolutely hilarious for Zach Robinson to come out, completely change the game plan from a week ago, which look, that's what led to a lot of success offensively last night in crunch time.
This hour brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. Injured? Hire Morgan & Morgan, America's largest injury law firm. Well, let's stay talking about Kirk Cousins and hear from the game-winning quarterback who spoke with Dave Archer after the game. Yeah, he did. It was pretty unbelievable, and so was the celebration afterwards. If you get to silence the crowd in Philadelphia, it says something.
Oh, yeah, and that's as quiet as I think I've ever heard that building. Maybe the only time I heard it as quiet, Mike, was our 2012 game there.
Yeah,
you were there for that one.
That was a great one.
But that one was a domination, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of Drake's route? Because if you go back and watch it, that's an all pro. If I'm not mistaken, Darius Slay's an all pro. I might be wrong, but that he's at least a Pro Bowl cornerback. And Drake kind of made him look silly on that route.
Well, I think Kirk talked about it a number of times, throughout the post game, where Darius Slay is one of those guys that takes calculated risks. You know, he watches a lot of film. He knows what the most likely, you know, scenario is. And he obviously, you know, that deep post is what he kind of thought was going to be the most likely scenario as far as a red zone play goes. And Drake knew it too. And that's the beauty of it is Drake goes out there and goes, nope, going out here. And does it. So nice throw by Kirk, obviously, to cap that off. But yeah, I'm with you, man. Just, it was a perfect scenario, perfect series of events in the last 2 minutes that led to this even being possible. And you love that the Falcons were able to capitalize.
What did they show you since you were there? I mean, we're all watching it on TV. 38 seconds left, and Kirko puts together the game winning drive. What does this mean for them going forward?
I think it was huge. I'll say this, Rob Tribble's word. It was a corrective emotional experience for everyone there. And we say it jokingly, but there's a lot of truth in those words. It felt not just like Kirk Cousins got something off of his back last night, right? I think Zach Robinson probably found something and found, look, we all have moments where we're unsure of doing something for the first time, right? And when you do it in front of the world in a moment like that, you feel like, holy blank, I feel good. And I think it just felt like everyone can now in that room, there's a lot of expectations, and everyone in that locker room, to me, Mike, can take a deep breath and be like, all right, we're good, we got this, we've proven, we know what we are. Now let's start stacking.
Yeah, no, and I think that's the most important part when you look at it and understand what Zach Robinson did, what Kirk Cousins did. And I mentioned this a minute ago, man. I just feel like Kirk Cousins, with every snap and every drop back, it was like he was almost breaking through some kind of barrier every time he made a different move and was like, oh, you know what? I can do that now. I can do that now. I can do that now. And as you move throughout, really, you know, the play sheet and on down, what happened in the third and fourth quarter, it just seemed like every time he got more comfortable. And I think Zach Robinson got more comfortable calling plays where he could showcase that. So, like I said, perfect storm, perfect series of events right there in the fourth quarter.
On that final drive, Cousins was 5 of 6 passing, and he now has 6 go-ahead passing touchdowns in the final minute of regulation or overtime since becoming the full-time starter back in 2015. Only one guy has more, but we won't mention him because he's on the NFC South team. Mm-hmm. You can maybe take your best guess at that. All right, more Falcons talk on the way. We also can't wait to hear from you in our wake-up call, so go ahead and, I don't know, maybe have the number already dialed up and call us in a few hours. So when we come back here, more on the Falcons win over the Eagles on Monday Night Football on the Morning Shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.